Welcome to Audiomo Day 13, and this is a piece of flash fiction I wrote about 5 years ago for the Friday Flash competition. And its particular competition was you have to write a story to a specific length, in this case 300 words, and with an image's inspiration, and the particular image was Unicornio by Salvador Nunez. I'll include this image as the picture for this particular audio boo, so you can see what inspired me. But I thought it'd be quite interesting to combine fairy tales and film noir. So this is a detective story in the Raymond Chandler kind of style. And it's called This Ain't No Fairy Tale. Tom Remmer's the name. Fay Investigation is the game. Well, that's what it says on the plaque next to the novelty snail door knocker. I pride myself on an open office policy, but the wallpaper was a problem. Not going to take an emperor's recommendation for interior decorator again, I can tell you. Anyway, I hadn't had a case in days, months in human time, when outside I heard a ringtone playing Titanium, except the last M had been removed, which meant only one thing, another royal client job. I hated those. It was how I got into this business. Snail knocked, door spoke. It is Her Royal Highness Queen Tit. Tell me something I didn't know, I said grumpily. She's not packing a wand. That did surprise me. I motioned door to admit her. How's it hanging, Queen T? I asked provocatively. Business or pleasure? She glided into the room with that look she has. Maybe both, Thomas. It depends on if you've got the rhyme. You mean time, titty? How come you never got colloquial English? I could tell the titty gag had hit home, but it didn't do too well provoking the others too much. Anyway, I've got plenty of time, thanks to you. I'm yours.
Well, it gladdens me to know the rhymer knows his place. I've a little case for you.
I'm all ears, I said. Oh no, that was bottom. Sorry about that. I couldn't help myself. With or without human dignity, Titania was a tough cookie.
You want maybe that hat to be made permanent? She asked diplomatically. Or do you want the work?
Oh, I'll take the job. What is it? Another missing pixie?
She shook her head. No, Tom. This time it's simpler. She lied unconvincingly.
I could tell. Okay. Spill. And that was This Ain't No Fairy Tale, a 300-word short story. I hope you enjoyed it.